From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a reason for cheers, some cheers, in earthquake-torn Nepal. A long-absent noise, cheers, rang out in Nepal's capital Thursday as rescuers pulled a teenager alive from the earthquake rubble he had been trapped in for 5 days. The joy interrupted a dreary and still fearful day in which thousands worried about aftershocks lined up to board free buses to their rural hometowns. Nepalese rescuers, supported by an American disaster response team, had been working for hours to free him. L.B. Basnet, the police officer who crawled into a gap to reach the man, said he was surprisingly responsive. The jubilant scene was welcome on a drizzly, chilly day in Kathmandu, where many residents remained on edge after aftershocks that have rattled the city since Saturday's mammoth quake killed more than 5,500 people and destroyed thousands of homes and other buildings. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake has been recorded in Papua New Guinea. No tsunami was expected. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake Thursday night was on the island of New Britain in the Pacific. No word on any injuries. Burundi's National University was abruptly closed on Thursday amid protests in the capital that persisted with barricades burning in some neighborhoods. Students could be seen heading home under police watch. At the Kariki campus at the University of Burundi, some hopped into taxis, others carried mattresses, other belongings on their heads. In the Masaga area of Bujumbura, protesters carried two birds with severed heads, an apparent symbol of defiance against the ruling party, which features an eagle on its emblem. More on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister says a nuclear deal between his country and six major world powers is an opportunity that should not be missed. Speaking at New York University on Thursday, Mohammad Javad Zarif also addressed Iran's seizure of the Marshall Islands flag cargo ship on Tuesday. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from New York.
The Iranian foreign minister was upbeat about the framework deal. He said the parties will be working nonstop to reach a final agreement by June 30th, and that Iran is committed to the process.
It's a good agreement. It's not a perfect agreement. It's not perfect for us. It's not perfect for the United States. It's not perfect for our European Union partners. But it's the best we can get. It's the best anybody can get. And it's balanced, in my view.
Although there are some in Tehran who oppose the deal, saying it gives the West access to military sites, the Iranian diplomat said his government is willing to implement the additional protocol of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in order to help bolster international confidence. Iran has always denied it is seeking to build a nuclear bomb and says it wants only a peaceful nuclear program. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.
A Pakistani court Thursday sentenced 10 militants to life in prison for their involvement in the 2012 attack on teenage activist Malala Yousafzai. The court announced the ruling at an undisclosed location because of security concerns. The public prosecutor who made the announcement said each militant got 25 years in jail. It is life in prison for the 10 militants who were tried by an anti-terrorist court, he said. In Pakistan, 25 years is considered a life sentence. Malala was shot in the head by the Pakistani Taliban when she was returning from school. The militants targeted her because she advocated education for women. Malala was initially treated in Pakistan, but was later flown to a hospital in Britain where she now lives with her family. Malala, who's now 17, won world acclaim for her campaign and last year was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Another day of protest in Baltimore over the death of a young black man while in police custody ended peacefully Wednesday night as residents observed an overnight curfew imposed after riots broke out earlier this week. Life is slowly returning to normal in Baltimore, which has been under a state of emergency since Monday when protesters burned stores and cars and looted a shopping mall after the funeral for 25-year-old Freddie Gray. Commuters packed buses and subways Wednesday and public schools reopened. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra played a free outdoor concert. However, the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox played a baseball game in an empty stadium close to fans. Police said they needed to deploy elsewhere in the city and could not provide enough security at the game. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.